This is Tara Wilhelmy, your Tuesday morning host of the 8 o'clock Buzz. We love bringing you this eclectic blend of community, culture, and so much more. In return, we ask for some support through donations to the station. It's easy. Go to wartfm.org/donate. Thanks for your support, and thanks for listening in.
You're listening to WORT 89.9 Madison. Listener sponsored community radio.
The People's Station.
No justice! No peace! No justice! No peace! No justice! No peace! No justice!
No peace! No, I say you've been misled. You've been had. You've been took.
Man, listen, this is 2023, and we swinging chairs. I am not my ancestors, B.
Good morning, Madison.
Okay.
Good morning, good morning. It's Tuesday. I can't say it's two turnt Tuesday because my co-host is M.I.A. They all got stuff going on. They left little old me, Tara, to hold down the fort by herself. But y'all know I can talk and talk and talk, so we gonna get through it. But I did tell John get that music queued up. It is WORT Madison 89.9 FM, and this is your Tuesday 8 o'clock buzz. I've got the reluctant co-host, John. Yeah, I'm going to say your name a lot today.
Good morning.
Good morning, John. No. So you've got Tara, a.k.a. Tia, the plug in the house, trying to get this morning started out for y'all. Is it spring or what? I don't know. It's nice. It's rainy. That sounds like spring. But I'm still a little nervous, y'all. Is we going to get some cold weather, or can we bring out those shorts and those sandals? I had them out. But truth be told, the crew was just out in Vegas supporting R.R. Moore's first Nevada performance. He and Lolo Latour rocked the stage, got invited back, and are asked to be in the state once a month. So that's beautiful. That's gorgeous work for a crew trying to move around the nation. So they laid it down, brought out some locals, and some folks traveled to support Spoken Word out in Nevada. John. Do we have a song we can play early this morning? What kind of mood are we in?
I'm finding some music real quick.
Okay.
I'm looking through here. I got Nadira Shakur.
So we were going to have a lovely conversation about generations. Latour and Rosé were going to lead us through a conversation because it's been something that's been coming up a lot. Last week, we touched on it the week before that. And definitely when we had Miss Jackie Hunt in the building, we talked about the changes in the stretch, the connection between generations. What's on my mind right now is we're getting ready to go into Juneteenth. And Juneteenth is meant to be historically a celebration of the emancipation of slaves, right? So the last group of enslaved African Americans in Texas learned of their freedom and began the tradition of Juneteenth, where all of the families came together and they basically threw a big old barbecue. And so that has continued on in many, many communities. It's become a national holiday. And it's a source of a little bit of tension sometimes, a little drama in town that goes back to something that my co-host Antoine McNeil talks about, which is clickiness. And like folks' ability or inability, willingness or unwillingness to support others' events. I'm excited for Juneteenth because it guarantees that there's going to be plenty to do and I'm going to see my community. But I also am a person who really wants to foster the leadership of the next generation, the ideals and the vision of those around me. And so I believe that we should pour into everybody who wants to throw an event. I make my way all around town and even out of town to support people that I'm in community with, as well as hosting a couple of my own events. And it all works, right? Like the busyness is beautiful and you can pick and choose. I would love to have somebody give us a call, but I know early in the morning, if we don't pre-discuss calls, we don't always catch the right people on the phone. But John, will you share the telephone number to the radio station real quick?
Sure, 608-256-2001.
I'm horrible with that number. I need it back on the wall. All of the remodel of the studio, the only thing that got taken away that I need back is the big font number. on the wall behind me and in front of me. But yeah, I would love for y'all to call up and let's talk about that. If I can get Rosé and Latour back on the line, maybe we can continue that conversation about generations. Because it's real. I just came from that trip with my family, and I've got my kids range from 27 to 16. So it's always an interesting conversation. And then I'm acting, the last year, I'm being more of an independent person than just a mama, and they're having to adjust to, right, to like Tara as a person. Blah, blah, blah. And so the generational conversation has come up, the way I view things, the way I'm moving through the world, and the way that the young folks are looking to the older folks. Whether or not there's wisdom there, I know there's wisdom there, but I feel like respect has come into this conversation and who and how you show respect. So hopefully somebody will give me a call and talk to me about one of the two things. But otherwise, I'm hoping you got some music because, like I said, I'll babble. Now I'll get to Googling some stuff. We can talk about J. Cole, Drake, and Chris Brown and them because Kanye just added his clown viewpoint. There's something. I'm probably one of the only people that I know that doesn't think Kanye is dope. Everybody thinks Kanye, he's talented. But bro needs some support. He needs behavioral health intervention. And I've said that for a minute now. And just jumping into this stuff with J. Cole and them, I don't even know. But that seems like everything everybody's talking about. Every time I turn on the radio, that's what I'm hearing about is R&B rap beef. Like, come on, man. We got real life problems out here. Only opinion I have on it other than saying that Kanye's whack. Yeah, I said it. He's whack. He needs help. Call in if you got a problem. I'm not talking about his production ability. I'm not talking about his skills. I'm saying as a man, as a black man in this world, bro come off as real whack. But, and that's a nice word I'm using, y'all. Nice word, whack. But no, but like people were talking about J. Cole's apology. And we had a conversation, me, Rosé, and Latour, when we first heard about it. And we talked about the strength of a man. And anybody calling a man who apologizes weak probably has some growing to do their self, right? Like, if you don't identify the fact that saying you're wrong when you're wrong and apologizing and hold the accountability and integrity as part of a grown man, grown person move, go sit in the corner. Like I used to tell the kids, go sit in the corner. You need to go sit in the corner and think about yourself. We got some music. All right, he's giving me the thumbs up. Here we go.
I got something right along those lines. I got Nadir Shakur's Digging the Skin I'm In. It's from some EP I got a long time ago. But
okay, this is new to me. I love when John introduces me to new music. We're going to see what we got here.
We be like all along, afro strong, locks, fades, twist, braids, string, dyed up, covered up, did my cultural display. My corner's beautiful, no matter how I choose to wear it and express my pride. Black as the night, brown like the earth, bright like the sun. Smooth, exquisite color, a rainbow having fun. Curvy hips, full lips, a derriere so fine. I got it from my mama, and I didn't cost a dime. Yeah. Digging the skin, I'm in, digging the skin, I'm in.
Oh, the light didn't come on. I promise I wasn't trying to be quiet. I'm sitting here waiting for the on-air light, like, uh-oh. That was a great song. I like that. She's digging the skin she's in. I like that. Now, who was that, John? Tell the people, because I imagine some folks want to put that on the playlist.
Nadira Shakur. She was in, Arrested Development a very long time ago.
Oh, not the young lady that's from here, though, because...
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
If she is, she changed her name because the young lady from Arrested Development that was here, I think she went to like Memorial.
I gotta go look this up.
I wonder if that's Shorty. We were talking about Madison, folks who've made it are from Madison and have had careers, and she definitely was on the list. They're touring The Roots, Arrested Development, and Diggable Planets are touring this summer. So those of y'all that are into that genre of rap, you should be thrilled. That's going to be a dope trio. That's going to be a real good event to go to. If that's the type of vibe you're into, that conscious, woke, folky rap. I'm going to call it folky rap.
That's probably right.
Yeah, folky rap.
Are they playing here?
No, I don't Somewhere think they're going to make it here. I don't know.
Summerfest, maybe?
Mm-hmm. I doubt it.
They might have there?
I don't. Yeah, not if we think about last year's lineup. Summerfest was. I know they're already going to have some better headliners this year, though. I feel like I've been hearing nobody I was going to go to, but just sounded better. I don't know. I ran across it because I'm always interested. The Roots throw a family picnic concert in Philadelphia. In the last three years, this will be the third year. 2 years ago, we bought tickets and we didn't make it. Had to sell the tickets last minute. Then last year, there were so many reviews about artists not showing up and problems getting into the park that I was scared off. But when we just took our family trip, I went, Philly was on the list, and we drove past the park where it is. I couldn't imagine the setup. When everybody was talking about how you got to walk so far, and I was like, okay, I got to go see. But the park is beautiful. I still couldn't really tell where they set up for the music. It was kind of hard to see from behind the gates. But I'm thinking we're going to go check it out because my guy Scarface is going to be there. I've been a Scarface fan since I was younger in the Ghetto Boys. But his semi-recent Tiny Desk performance drew me all the way back in. I always saw him as a talented rapper, a big part of my growing up in like just a generation of rap coming out of the South where they were telling those street stories differently than NWA, but definitely still making us feel the journey on the street. And then for him to do the Tiny Desk where he was showing musicianship and jazz and brought his son out. It was, I fell all back in love, tell you the truth. So I would love to go check out Scarface at The Roots. And The Roots are phenomenal wherever you catch them. So, and there was a bunch of like Jill Scott. I would love to see Jill Scott. I'll go see Jill Scott five times over because the way she engages the audience, she's just a phenomenal talent. I don't know though. Did you see it? I saw you Googling, or should I Google?
I didn't find it yet.
You didn't find it?
I did think of something else to play, though.
Okay.
Good song. I don't remember if I played this before, but speaking of people who are from around here anyway, Sista Strings, who plays with Brandi Carlile and everybody on the...
Yeah.
All that stuff. We used to go see them in a little club in Fort Atkinson. They used to play with a guy named Peter Mulvey from Milwaukee. And we would see them, and they'd be in a little tiny club the size of the studio.
Yeah.
And... Now, you know, the next thing you know, they're playing Saturday Night Live and they're on all over the place. But this is a song, it's called Her Name Was, and I thought I had a live version of it from there, and I might, but I don't know where it is. But I got it off, I think this is off their relatively recent album.
Okay.
I should have these details, but I'll play this.
Well, we didn't know we were a music show, John.
Right.
We are off the cuff making it happen, counting these minutes down. Nobody ever say that me and John can't pull it out the mud. That's all I know. We gonna give the other co-host so much stuff next week. All the stuff they be talking to me, man.
Oh, actually, this is from their original EP, Lift. I don't even know if you can get it anymore, but it's probably online, I'm sure.
He's got some exclusive.
Her Name Was.
They not coming anywhere near us.
No?
Nah. Ain't that something? What does it count for us to have somebody in the group from here if the closest they're going to be to us is Skokie, Illinois?
That's not that far.
Where's Skokie, John? Where's Skokie?
Skokie, it's just north suburbs of Chicago.
Okay, I guess.
You might even be able to basically take the train from Milwaukee. If you take the train from Kenosha, I think you might be able to get on Metro. The Metro North line might.
Is it the train from Kenosha or is it the Delavan train? Delavan train. Don't give it Kenosha when it's really Delavan. They're obscured. People know where Kenosha is, not so much Delavan. Not the folks that are going to Arrested Development.
That's true.
Or I don't know. True. Maybe I'm being judgy. But we need to find out what her name is and shame her Memorial alumni self. How is it now? Like she got too much control over a national tour. But
right.
I'll be realistic. Man, but you know, I'm excited for things that are coming up around local music too. I've been really having some fantastic back, like meeting, getting connected to some folks, and I can't wait. This year, our For the Culture is in September. It's going to be an end of the year summer concert blowout, and I cannot wait for what we're going to give to the people. It's shaping up. You know, when you're sitting across from people making plans and you're getting excited, like that's when I know it's really going to be something. When I'm watching and listening to other people talk about what they're going to bring to the event and I'm excited for it. Because usually when you host events, you're just tired and broke. You're like, I spent a lot of money. I spent a lot of time. I just want it over. Like, that's how it gets to feeling at the end. Like, yeah, if two people show up and it's done on time, I'm good. Or starts reasonably on time. But nah, I'm excited for what we got coming together. We're going to do some interesting stuff over here. Our conglomerate over here has decided to put together a music business-based version of business accelerators. Yeah, right? Entrepreneur accelerator for artists. Now, I know there's some of y'all out here who've done similar work and are doing similar work, and we're always about collaboration, right? Each one, teach one. So if you are interested, got something to add, are an artist who wants to get involved and learn about it, reach out, holler at us, get to us on Facebook. We're just in the kind of kickoff phases, and so there's room for collaboration for sure. We're looking for people who have expertise that can be shared with the artists from an artist development standpoint as well as an entrepreneurial standpoint. How do you get into business? So if we've got some folks out here who have promoted and organized shows and put together stages, we want to hear from you. Do you have input for these artists? We want to really helped to grow Madison. And what I know is that we've got so many entrepreneurs here that are artists and we need to help them build their businesses. So that's what we're doing. We just come up with stuff and we just like, yeah, let's go do it. No, I make it sound simple, but it's never that simple.
It sounds like you could do it. You could do a whole summer series about music business. And
absolutely. Madison, sure. I mean, right now, just thinking about the timeline and like getting it started for the first year, but already knowing it's going to be bigger for next year. This year, I'm a little selfish in my motivation because I'm already in a space where I'm looking to recruit and engage with artists to fill all the stages we already know we have. And so if I can combine that into one effort, that's great. Instead of going out engaging new artists and then later coming back, doubling back to get them into this accelerator. So we might move a little faster and get it done this summer just because I need to curate some stages July, September, throughout the whole thing. There's plenty of opportunities for local music. We've got that every other Friday. Mad Lit will be happening again. He's already got those dates. Like, we really are creating a culture where folks can get out at least in the summer and hit stages for sure. We try to get them stages for them throughout the fall. They're usually small, more intimate stages, but we keep them. And it's we got to fill them up, and we need to see the professionalism artists. So if y'all out there and it's something that if I just said something about business artists and entrepreneurship and it touched you, reach out. What else do we got going?
Music?
Yeah, let's give him a little music.
All right, here's Sister Strings with Her Name Was.
All right.
I saw a girl, her name was. She always smiled and never reached her eyes. This girl looked to both sides. I wonder what she was thinking. Saw a girl, she's smiling. I noticed she is feeling free. I saw a girl, her name was me.
Ooh. Okay, John. John always comes with the new music for me. So let me say that I couldn't place where and when I would want to listen to that song, but it was a nice song. Like, it's not quite Sunday cleanup music, right? It's not get up and get the house moving music, but it's definitely meditative. Like I liked it. I liked that she brought it back to the it's me, because as I was listening to the song, I was definitely like digging how she was. She would say there was a girl and her name was, and then would leave it, because that was how I was feeling connected to the song. And then at the end, she's like, it was me. All right. That was a nice, that took us down a little bit in our energy, like, ooh, but, you know, with that, no, that was really nice. I like what you said. Okay, so back to this Arrested Development thing. I feel like we need to press them to do like an interview or something, because you're right. So not only is Ari Tariq, is who came from Madison, and I just want to say she was at Memorial. I could see her face, and I just feel like she went to Memorial. She was like a couple years older than me. I feel like she's my brother's age group.
I might be just making that up because it makes sense, but I feel like that's right too.
I think it is. I think it was Memorial that she went to, and then you say speech was from Milwaukee. Two out of what was it? Three members?
Oh, I think there's a whole bunch of them.
Oh, I think there's only three active members.
Oh, well, yeah.
I don't want to say active. I mean, people might have been playing instruments, but as far as like, anyway, it was only a few folks, and two out of the group are from Wisconsin. Why is there not a Wisconsin Day? Did we not show enough love to Arrested Development back in the day? Because I could definitely think of that. There's that one song, a black man getting stomped by a, act like a N-word and see a black man getting stomped by an African. That song is so controversial now that I'm older and I listen to what he's talking about. Like, he's talking about elitism, colorism, this idea that sometimes our woke individuals get that they stand in a space that's above those of us who aren't quote-unquote woke, but it's othering. So I would love to have talked about that song. And then there's Hey Mr. Wendell. That was a good song, too. Talking about how he dealt homeless folks. Okay, hey, we got a little Arrested. I don't know, are we really playing their music when they're not coming to town, though? Arrested Development.
That's one I had. I don't know what, I have no idea where I, why I picked this one up and threw it in there, but were we talking about homelessness?
Yeah, we definitely talked about homelessness.
I was like, oh, yeah.
Housing insecurity, being without a home, is something we've definitely talked about on here. $2 means a snack for me, but it means a big deal to you. Be strong, serve God only. Know that if you do, beautiful heaven awaits. Asked to pull my rope for the first time. I saw a man with no clothes, no money, no plate, Mr. Wendell. Asked his name. No one ever knew his name, cause he's a no one. Never thought twice about spending on an old bum until I had the chance to really get to know one. Now that I know him, to give him money isn't charity. He gives me some knowledge, I buy him some shoes. And to think blacks spend all their money on big colleges, still most of y'all come out confused. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Mr. Wendell, yeah, Lord, Mr. Wendell, Mr. Wendell, yeah, Lord, Mr. Wendell. Okay, I never heard the little extra little funky little bass in there. Like, okay, I don't think I've ever let that song play that long. So no matter what topic they're talking about, for some reason, their music gives me summertime vibes. Like, that felt like a park. And I don't know if it's because the video for that. I don't know. That song had a lot in it. And it made me think about something I want to share with the folks. So this is program time. Like, we're getting ready for summer youth programming and spring workforce development for adults. And so, of course, our organization is busy because that's some of the work that we do. And we have this program called Lyrics and Leaders, John, where we take lyrics from music and we use them to break down conversations with folks who might not really always want to talk about things. So we use it to talk about social justice, which is usually the easy loop. People usually have something to add to things about equality and right. But emotion, social emotional development, trauma, mental health, we talk about those things as well. It's a program that I created from inspiration from another class that I was in. Shout out to UW Odyssey Project. I am one of many alumni who've come out of that program. And it's a way for adult learners to get reconnected to education, to earn some credits at the UW, and to be part of a dope network. I did it in 2008 when I was pregnant with my last baby. And it was a great experience. But what stuck with me is Professor Craig Warner, who's a published author. I'm sure people have talked about Craig, Professor Warner, on this show if he hasn't been on. Lots of history, smart guy, cool guy. But so he's one of the professors, or he was one of the professors when I was in the program. And he used Marvin Gaye to teach us about Vietnam War. And I was like, this is brilliant. Only because who can't get into a Marvin Gaye song? And then for him to take each lyric and break it down and align it to something that was real in history, it just stuck with me. And I started pondering how that was such a good way to get people engaged and to have information stick. And it turned into what we call Lyrics and Leaders, where we take music and young folks and grown men is usually who we have targeted with this program, but it works for everybody. And we play a song, we introduce some topics, which in the programming world, it would be psychoeducation. We bring in ideas around, like, one of the lessons is about stages of change. And so folks who are in the recovery behavioral health world understand or know what the stages of change are. But there are 5 stages, can be 6 depending on if people include relapse or termination. But anyway, now I'm talking that lingo. Point being, it's 5 pieces of understanding change, and it's a way for you to kind of see where you are in the world of change. And it's also a way for somebody who's supporting a person through change to kind of help to support them determining where they are. It's not meant to be diagnostic, like, oh, you are in pre-contemplative and you need to do these things, but it is an awesome guide. And so literally last week, me and Latour go into, Rase and Latour go into JRC, our juvenile detention center here, as part of the programming that we do. But I was honored to be able to go with Latour last week, and I'll also be in there this week. It's really exciting. I love to watch the program unfold with some dope facilitators. But we ended up talking about the stages of change because one of the young people in there was clearly displaying a move from pre-contemplation to contemplation, which means that he was thinking about it, right? Pre-contemplation sometimes means you don't even know there's a problem that exists. And then contemplation is when you're thinking about what can you do about the problem? Do you want to change it and how? And to watch a young person incarcerated in juvenile detention, who is a young man we've seen a couple times now, we've been going into JRC like 2 years. So he's been in there, he's young. But for him to, on his own, discuss needing and wanting change, and for us to give him words, understanding, to define that for him, it was such a deep conversation. And that's what that made me think of. But so speaking about programming, so right now we're doing things a little differently. We're taking referrals. It's something that we haven't done before. Previously, we were all about going out to the community and engaging folks and recruiting folks. But how the work really goes, I've had to adjust it to make room for referrals. And so we'll be sending information out. But if you are somebody who does youth engagement, social work, behavioral health, recovery, you're a special education or emotional support teacher, you're a principal, whoever you are in the schools, if there's a young person that you think could use some community with other young people, some guidance around understanding and utilizing some social emotional development language and really embodying that change, we see impact, y'all. This program works. And I'm not just saying it because my brain created it from inspiration, but because we're watching it. It's like, to be real, it's Edo's most highly funded program. There's plenty of folks who want to support and involve this program. We're moving it across the state with not a lot of problems because it works, y'all. As soon as we sit down with folks and we start going, they don't even know. My previous colleague used to say, we're hiding the medicine in the sugar in the medicine, the candy in the medicine. That's what bro used to say. And it's real. Like, it just works. And so that's coming up. It's a 12-week cohort for 14 to 17-year-olds. There's a paid stipend because they need to bring money in. You got to get paid for your time. That's youth and adults. We always strive to pay you something for the time you spend with us. Especially if it's workforce development, because I remember what it looks like to look for a job and somebody put you in a training that don't pay nothing. You still got to go home and deal with them bills. And so I want to, and not to say that I can pay you to be in the training like it's your livelihood or your job, but it's a little something. It's a little something to compensate you. And for young people, it's enough to say for them Jordans at the end of the year, baby. We get you together. But so we're getting ready to run that. It's a 12-week cohort. The first 6 weeks is Lyrics and Leaders. The second 6 weeks is group work, where we focus on social, civil engagement, social justice, but really it's about getting people to work together in groups. And then the third piece is where those paid internships come in. And so we've got some dope. If you all have heard any of our Black men come on this show and talk about their workforce development programs, we've got Clee Gray, we got Mr. Jackson from Jackson's Yard Care, we got some more folks that we've been entertaining conversations about how do we work together to get adults and youth paid this summer to learn some skills while we also help to develop and grow the capacity of some of our Black-owned businesses. For me, anytime that things hit multiple touch points like that, I'm in love with the idea. I love multifaceted ideas that just grow and grow. And so I shared a little bit about our program. If y'all are interested, you know somebody who should be referred, you know an organization I should be talking to about referrals, y'all know how to find me. Tara Wilhelmy on Facebook. Most of y'all got that text number. Call up to the station. John, what's the number to the station?
608-256-2001.
John is on top of it, y'all. He's looking at me through them. He's doing all kinds of stuff, and I just throw his name out there. John is the unwilling but very, very able co-host, for sure. We gonna talk so much stuff to the Two Turnt Tuesday crew next week, John. Me and you together are giving them stuff. Where are they at? Where are they at? Bunch of lazy, sleeping.
I'm not unwilling, I'm reluctant.
Reluctant. Okay, you're right. You're definitely not unwilling because you come through in a clutch. And you always come with the best music selections. I learned so much from John and his music.
Man. I was going to say, my mom's out in the lobby, so if you want to call and talk to
my mom. We can call Miss Kathy.
But she's trained as a reference librarian. So she figured out that, forgetting the name of the person from Arrested Development that we mentioned.
Oh,
she confirmed she is for sure she went to Memorial.
Okay, good memory for me. I have the weirdest memory. I have situational memory.
Yeah. Well, and it seemed vaguely familiar because it's the same, our same generation. Yep. You know, I was on over at West, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, you guys were semi-same neighborhood.
Right.
I knew she wasn't at La Follette.
Yeah,
because then I would have contact information and we would have just texted her and I'd have been like, sis, why aren't you coming to Madison or Milwaukee? Hey, but we've got some comedy. See, I was going to talk stuff with Antoine about this morning. So Friday, Country Wayne is in Milwaukee. Those of y'all who aren't familiar with Country Wayne, you better get familiar. Country with a K. Country Wayne is a up and coming comedian is what it says on his promotion, but I was just introduced to him by a friend who's watches a lot of YouTube, and he is up, definitely has made his millions on YouTube, and it's just growing and growing, and he's brought folks along with him. He's funny. He brings God into the comedy. He's clean version, and that's I put parentheses around clean because he talks to you about real life things in a non-nasty manner. Does that make sense? Like, he doesn't, there's not a topic I haven't seen him tackle. He's got like 2011 baby mamas, so we know he's a busy boy, but but I watched an interview and he talks about taking care of his family in a way that just I wish more people really subscribe to. So point being, if you're not hip to Country Wayne, get hip to Country Wayne. And if you're hip to Country Wayne, I'll holler and see you in Milwaukee on Friday night because he's got a show. I don't think he's, the next closest place I think he's going to be is Michigan. So if you don't see him, plan to travel to see him. But I think it's going to be worth it. Then Saturday night, Kevin Hart is back in Milwaukee. So Milwaukee has had so much already going on that I couldn't even keep track with all of the concerts and shows that are happening. But we'll see what happens with Summerfest because it was went last year. It really was. I'm usually so excited to go Google Summerfest lineup because there have been years that this was my only outing is to go to a concert at Summerfest. I love the summer season for outdoor performances. I love a good music festival, a good concert. And I've been blessed the last year to be able to travel to see some of it. But before that, it was Summerfest and I was hoping for free tickets, you know, like, let's be real. And the lineup was disappointing last year. So I'm hoping that they do better this year. In really serving the community that needs and wants to come out to Summerfest, and some of those free community stages, making sure we get some of our folks. Last year, I was able to support one of our local artists on one of the stages. I know some of our local artists get on the Pride stage, but we got to do a better job, which is part of, look, now I'm back to the Accelerator, because that's part of the reason why I'm interested not only in artists as businesses, because that's clearly where a lot of us are doing our entrepreneurial work, but also we need to get Madison on the map. We have so much talent here, and it doesn't make sense why rap and R&B wise, we've got people who claim to be from Milwaukee and Chicago who are from here because there hasn't been any artists to really quote unquote make it. And yet, me and you just talked about, Miss Kathy just found the information for the young lady who graduated from Memorial, who's going on a national tour Why don't we, like, we need to make those connections. We need to make enough noise in Madison that we get that attention, that we get on those stages when we do have national acts come to the city, that they want Madison acts on that stage, that we know who those people are and we get them up on the stage. But that's on y'all, artists. I'm gonna holler at y'all and y'all clicking this right now, because I was amazed at the ridiculous level of politics that exists when I started trying to, like, coordinate producers and DJs and artists. And I was like, y'all gotta be kidding me, because ain't none of y'all pulling in the millions of viewers. Like, nobody is where they need to be. And it's that crab in a bucket mentality that's going to always keep our butts in that bucket. Because if you see somebody getting some shine, you ain't got enough sense to hop on tail, bro. Like, your ego and all that, okay, yeah. But instead of supporting an artist who's got motion to get national acclaim, so we can bring people here so you can get your views too, y'all rather talk about how so-and-so ain't that tight, they ain't that right, we not going to the show. Yeah, I'm calling y'all out. I'm usually not negative, but it's real, because it's crazy to me how I run into it. Now, if y'all got real beef, because this is a real small city and you really have personal problems, let's get together, mediate, and work it out. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about y'all that really have problems to work out between each other. I'm talking about the simple-mindedness of somebody who would say that somebody getting a couple views ain't hot when you ain't got the views, bro. Like, we need to push and pull. We need to propel whomever. I don't care if I don't like a thing you're rapping about. If you're getting national attention, let's talk about what you're doing with the national attention. Be responsible to your city. Your city can support you. Be responsible to you. And we can get eyes, ears, people to think about us. Because right now, let me tell y'all, when national acts come to the city, they're not interested in putting y'all on stage. Y'all know it. Because none of y'all getting on stage. Only a couple of y'all is getting pulled to get on them stages. And it's because they don't view us as having any artists in town that are able to handle it. That's on y'all. I'm calling y'all out. I'll support y'all. I'll put y'all on practice stages. I'll bring people to the table to talk to you about what you need to get there. I'll go out and I will hustle to bring people to the city to get you attention. But if I bring them to the city and you whining and crying about bro this, bro that, and nobody that, baby, we leaving you back where you was at. That's the truth of it. So be real. If you want to be an artist, you want to get on stages, you want to get to a national level, you want to be the next whoever you look up to, ask them. Ask them if everybody that supported them from their city, they liked them. And I bet you they say nope. But they supported them, and we gonna support each other. I mean, it works. I see it happening in all kinds of other places where we're thriving. Y'all talk about Black women leading these not-for-profits. We sit at tables together. We talk to each other. We interview each other. We co-host each other. We do things. Even if behind closed doors, we like, yeah, that girl used to whoop-de-woo-woo in high school. Petty. It happens. I'm not saying it don't happen, but can I show up and support her event? I sure can. So that's what y'all need to do. I'm done yelling at the artists. Y'all, I got on my soapbox. Y'all know who it is. And y'all know if y'all want to keep talking about it, holler at your girl. I'm going to talk about it with you in person, because I ain't got nothing but love for y'all, but I'm also a realist. Let's get to the business. We got time for one more song, John. What are we going to do? How are we going to end it?
Wait, you were making me think of all the old shows. And I don't think I ever saw Arrested Development, one of the first shows, and again, my mom's out there, she'll tell you all about it. One of the first shows I ever saw was MC Hammer at the Coliseum.
Okay.
And I thought about playing that, but
nah.
But I also remember, and I don't remember where this show was, but it was a huge thing. I don't know, it had to be in the late 80s anyway. I can remember the cassette tape when it was at summer camp, but...
Summer camp. Please. Okay. Yo.
A groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance?
You've been listening to Tuesday 8 o'clock Buzz, WRT 89.9 FM, Madison, Wisconsin. Coming up after this, 3 hours of folk music on Green Morning Radio with Brian Hirsch. I got their name right this time. But first, The Insurgent Radio Kiosk. We'll see you next week.